In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Thomas missed it. He wasn't there when we saw, when we touched. Jesus had appeared to us after Mary Magdalene had brought the message to us. She had told us that Jesus was risen, yet we did not believe. We refused to listen to her testimony. So Jesus had appeared to us while we were scared, locked behind closed doors. Jesus had appeared in the midst of us, given us his peace, forgiven us, and then showed us his body, his very self raised from the dead. We saw it with our own eyes. We touched the wounds, the scars of this man who had been crucified out of love for us and for all creation. It was then that we thought we had started to believe. Thomas had showed up later and we had insisted to him, Jesus is alive. We've seen the Lord. We've touched him. Thomas was just as skeptical as the rest of us had been with Mary's message. He didn't listen. He said, unless I see with my own two eyes, unless I touch with my own finger and hands, I will not. I refuse to believe, to trust. Well, we thought we were the trusting ones, and Thomas was the doubter. But 8 days later, there we were. It was like a repeat. Still locked behind our doors. We thought we were trusting, but there we were in the same place that Jesus had left us last time. Scared. Fearing for our very lives. Fearing the authorities, still, even though Jesus had given us his peace and forgiveness, still kind of fearing Jesus. Locked away, scared of life. Thomas was with us. And again, Jesus appeared through our locked doors, right into the midst of us. And Jesus again said to us, peace be with you. And Jesus looked at Thomas and said, Thomas, look with your eyes. Touch with your hands. Can you feel the scars? Can you see them? What's with the unbelief? What's with the lack of trust? Start having faith. Thomas saw, Thomas touched with his own hands, and then Thomas exclaimed, my Lord and my God! Yet Jesus wasn't convinced. He asked Thomas, really all of us, he asked us a question. Do you think you trust because you see? Is that what you think is going on here? No, Jesus told us. No, blessed are those who have faith apart from sight. Blessed are they, for they are the ones who truly trust. We refused to listen. We needed to see. We needed to touch. We realized later how we had fallen into the same trap that our ancestors had fallen into over and over and over. We always told the Lord we needed to see him. We needed to touch. And then we would believe. Then we would be faithful. But every time God had revealed himself, allowing himself to be seen in any form, touched in any form, our ancestors, and then we ourselves, never really came around to faith. We learned that it wasn't sight with our physical eyes. It wasn't what we felt with these hands that really gave faith. In fact, one of our colleagues, Paul, he put it well. He said, faith comes through listening. Faith does not come through sight with our physical eyes, nor with touch through our hands. It comes through listening. Because God, in His world, is so much more than the visible. It's the whole realm of the invisible as well. What we can't and never will see with our eyes or touch with our hands. This truth God communicates to us through His Word, through His story. We also came to see what our colleague James later wrote about, of how there is a form of faith, a form of believing that even the demons have. It's a faith without works, a faith that doesn't follow Jesus. That was the faith, the believing we had that first few days. We believed because of the evidence, the facts we could touch, we could see with our eyes. Oh, we believe that Jesus was alive. As James later put it, so what? So what? You have the facts, you have the evidence, but you're still sitting behind your locked doors. What good is the evidence, the sight, the touching that you've done? You're not following. You're not getting up and going after the Lord Jesus. James wrote to the church, faith without the movement of following what our Lord has called us into is dead. It's not even a real faith. It's a belief based on facts and evidence that ultimately changes no one. Seeing is believing. That's what they tell us all the time. Seeing is believing. The message of our culture. It permeates every corner. Our culture built on science, more than maybe any other culture, maybe not, I don't know, but our culture is built on observation of human eyes. Everything that we do is about facts, evidence. Show me the proof. I need to see it with my own eyes, I need to touch it, or I don't want anything to do with you. Seeing is believing, so we are told. The message of Jesus challenges this to its very core. Jesus instead tells us, blessed are those whose faith is not founded on sight. In fact, Jesus says, true faith is not seeing, not touching, instead a spiritual perception that comes mainly for us through hearing, listening to the truth of God's story, a different story than what the world is telling us. And it's funny, too. Scientists so bent on seeing is believing have actually, through their own observations, realized that seeing does not show us much. We've had to devise so many different ways of seeing outside of the spectrum of visible light that is available to us with our normal eyesight. And yet, even then, scientists have run into a giant, huge mystery at the end of their observation. Quantum physicists in particular recognize this mystery they butt up against. As they peer into the depths of cells and into the quantum world where electrons and protons and even smaller elements are at work, they realize they have no idea, no ability to see what's really going on in the smallest places. And on the micro scale, or the macro scale, as they look outward at our world, they have started to realize, and speculation is, there's maybe 11 dimensions to our world, four of maybe which we have access, maybe more than 11. Quantum physicists have realized, as they've tried to see the world, that human sight runs out really quickly. That there is so much more to the invisible world, dark matter, all sorts of things we have no idea about than the things that we can see and touch. The scriptures millennia ago could have told us this same reality. As we continue to confess as a church in what God created that is both visible and mostly invisible. Things we will never see with our eyes physically. Things we will never, ever touch with our hands. There's a whole world that God created beyond sight and touch. And it is there in the invisible, spiritual dimensions of the world that God Himself dwells, where Jesus Himself is raised from the dead. So seeing is not, it can't ever give you faith, as Jesus is challenging us. Faith that follows, faith that throws its entire life into God's hands, can only come, as Paul says, through hearing. Through closing your eyes, shutting down the rest of your senses, and listening to a story. A story of how God is at work in the world, not only in the past, but in your present today, and not only in the present, but in all of the futures to come. God is alive and at work in the world. No amount of evidence, no amount of facts will ever open our lives up to God. And so we're invited to listen. To listen to Jesus, to listen to the message of the Mary Magdalenes who are running around telling us Jesus is risen. She's perceived it. To the apostles' message that Jesus has come back from the dead. We are blessed if we are willing to step out in faith. To trust that there is an invisible God at work behind all the things that we can see, all the things that we can touch, behind all the facts, behind all the evidence, behind all the proof, there is a larger world where God is taking care of us, protecting us, loving us, and transforming all creation. So may we not see with our eyes, may we not touch with our hands, may we instead listen and spiritually perceive that Jesus is risen. And a whole new world is at our fingertips. Amen.